Blog Talk Radio. Inspiring and encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Timothy Wright this morning, and trouble don't last always. Weeping may endure for the night, but if we'll keep the faith, it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Trouble don't last always. Oh, we thankful unto the Lord this morning. We at the week ended. Oh, yeah, the week has ended. He brought us up into this present time throughout this whole week. And we're grateful unto him. We appreciate him. We love him this morning because it was him that first loved us. And I want to be the first to testify. You know I'm going to be the first to testify every Friday. And not just because I host the show, but any time a door of opportunity come open to me to talk of God's wondrous works, his wonderful works, and make known his deeds among the people, I'm jumping up for the opportunity. And this morning, I just want to testify, God is good. Okay, Brother Lewis, yeah, all right, that's wonderful for right now. Listen, God is good. How many know that the enemy going to come and show you what's not true? The enemy will come and tell you what's not true about people. The enemy will come and tell you what people are doing. And they're not doing any of those things. He's a liar. He was a liar from the beginning. He was the father of lies. Yeah. My daughter passed away on Monday, September 20th, 2021. And my son-in-law been with me all the way. He making all the arrangements, doing all he can to spare me. Yeah. He don't want me to stress about nothing. The enemy come and told me, oh, he doing all of that because he don't want you and your family to do nothing. Are you crazy? He even did it so they could live stream if I didn't want to attend the homegoing celebration. Because he said he didn't want me to catch COVID or nothing. He wanted me to be safe. But the enemy told me a bunch of stuff. Glory to his majesty. Yeah, he told me a whole bunch of stuff about my son-in-law. Last night he called me around 10 o'clock. Y'all know I was what they call calling hall. I was on that couch snoring. And I got up. Because I heard the phone ring, but I was sleeping, and hearing the phone, I said, no, I'm not going to get up and move right now. I'm in my rest. I finally gets up. When I get up, I see his number. The enemy say, don't call him. Now just leave him alone. He's not for you. I just got to tell the truth, because somebody need to hear this morning. I had already prayed yesterday. Lord, don't let me have no ill feelings towards nobody, nowhere, no way, no how, because none of that. And Lord, you said vengeance is yours. Anything going on that shouldn't be going on, God, I don't have to take care of it. You will, you know. Here come the enemies last night. Don't call him back. I've sat in the chair for a few minutes in the kitchen at the counter. And the Spirit of the Lord said, call him. I went on and called him. And whenever I talk to my son-in-law, I try to always be pleasant because he's always pleasant with me. He don't never say nothing harsh to hurt my feelings, nothing like that. Because he loved me. I'm telling y'all the truth. We talked up until almost, I want to say 4 o'clock, could have been 3 o'clock. We talked a while. Laughing, he just let me just have my way with the laugh. I took him way back in the day when he was a young boy over at the Household of Faith Church and the things that took place over there. And then he and I had a running laughter about a boat. And when I got off that phone, I called Shantae. And I was telling her about it, and she told me what the Lord told her. All good news, nothing negative. I testified to that this morning because the enemy is coming with some stuff to tell you that's not true. He wants you to feel miserable and uncomfortable. So he'll bring these things and speak these things to you, and he wants you to dwell on these things all day and all night and all next week and all month. He wants you to react to the lie that he told you. Because if he tell you anything, basically, it's a lie. The only time he going to tell you the truth is when he believes that you won't believe it. That's the only time the devil going to tell you the truth. If he believes that you won't believe it, then he'll tell you the truth. Because he's banking on you not believing. I thank God this morning for realness. I thank God this morning I'm not fake. I thank God I have to live this word which I preach. You have to live it. You can't just talk about it. I come every day, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., to talk about the word of God, to talk about God and his wondrous works, to make known his deeds and his word among the people. But I got to live that. Do you understand? I must live that which I talk about. That which I preach. All preaching is telling your testimony, the testimony of the saints or the testimony of Jesus, all of that you'll find in the word. You'll even find many of my testimonies in the word. He said I could do all things through Christ who strengthened him. So I tried something to see, and it happened. So much in his word, I'm the head and not the tail. I come out on top every time. You'll find testimony, your testimony, what he said about you, and you can testify to it in his word. Yes, you can. Don't tell me you can't. Even the worst situation, he has spoken positive, the truth in his word concerning you. You can find a testimony in the word. What his word say, you can testify to it. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. So I'm thankful unto the Lord this morning I had to share that. Because the enemy is going to come and tell somebody this weekend, somebody thinking this way about you, somebody said that about you, somebody going to have some negative talk. Somebody going to say, oh, I don't go to the show early no more, because she's just saying the same thing over and over. It's going to be some stuff now. So prepare yourself and know this. I refuse. Anything negative is of the devil. This is how you'll know. Anything negative spoken to you, it is of the devil. So when he come and he's speaking these negative things, you tell yourself, oh no, Lord, help my thoughts. You'll do it. Help me, Lord, not to believe negativity. Help me not to participate in negativity, even in my mind, because that's where it all starts. It starts in our mind. The enemy will speak something to us. And if we don't battle it and put it back in hell, let me tell you something, it will grow. And it'll become bigger than you really wanted it to. So immediately when that devil speaks to you, you bind him up and cast him back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And you can lose the anointing of God. Lose the spirit of God to move. How many know when he moves, he going to tell you some good advice. He going to remind you what the word of God says, that every word of God is true. He might remind you, go on and praise God. Lift your hands and worship. Yeah. I wanted to bring that this morning because, see, he come to steal, kill, and destroy. He come to tell us what's negative in hopes that we believe in and we'll react to it. He come hoping that we won't believe or that we will believe and follow the foolishness. That's what I'm going to call it. Yeah. But we got to be on our P's and Q's, as they say. We got to watch as well as pray. We got to be quick to hear but slow to speak. And very slow to wrath. Don't get angry so quick. Hold up. Let's listen. Hear the whole thing. Hear the whole conclusion of the matter that you can choose to do what's right. Hallelujah. I wanted to share that testimony right off the bat this morning. God is faithful. And he's on our side today in spite of us. He's looking beyond our fault, yet meeting our needs. He's for us today. And I want to share this too. And we're going to talk a little bit further. And I'm going to pray and then we go into scriptures to talk about Jesus today. But let me tell you this. The more I seek the word of God, the better I am. I want you to hear me this morning because it's going to work for you. He's not going to do it for me and he won't do it for you. The more I seek the word of God, the better I am. When I get up in the morning and I log into Facebook, I go to my notifications. Because in my notifications, Sister Dorothy Goodman has posted in Prayer Club. And she's posted something beautiful, beautiful flowers like today. She's got a beautiful rose and a beautiful bird. And under that, it says this, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Ah, oh, look at here, look at here. Great, hallelujah. Great. Hey, God, I thank you. Isn't that faithfulness? Great today is that faithfulness. I opened it up first thing this morning. It blessed me so. I had to just get on by it right quick because I got to open up for the show. Because if I dwell right there, I'll be messed up. I'm telling you. Great is that faithfulness. He won't mess us up. He won't disappoint us. Great is that faithfulness. I know this for myself. Yesterday morning, I was going through a little something. And when I open up Prayer Club, I'm going to pull this one up too for you. Wait a minute. It took me to that one. Y'all bear with me. I got to get over here and share this. Ooh-wee. Yeah. Well, let me go back here. Y'all bear with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, come on. The computer want to be a little slow this morning. All right. On yesterday, this is what it said on yesterday. Early in the morning, when I got up to open it up, Prayer Club, and see what Sister Dorothy Goodman had posted, this jumped out at me. This actually jumped out at me. I read it to you yesterday. I read the scripture. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. John 14 and 1. We read that one yesterday. But it jumped at me. Barbara, I prepared you for Naima's death. Barbara, my spirit is constantly strengthening you. Barbara, every now and then you can feel the strength that I'm supplying to you. Let not your heart be troubled, Barbara. You believe in God, believe also in me. If I can believe in the Son, because he and the Father, they're one, and I have the patience to wait on him, and I can trust him with my whole heart and lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways, I will acknowledge him. He will direct my path. I don't care which way the path going. And I constantly have to remember all things work together for good. The more I read and study and remember his word, the better off I am. When I go to the word and I just stand right there, some days it's different things. It's not the same thing every day. Some day it's a different thing. Yesterday I was going through something different than I'm going through this morning. Glory. Yeah. And you know I got so many phone calls. Yeah, until the regular calls, they stop. To get all these calls. My good friend Thelma, went to school with her, elementary, high school, junior high. Went to college with her, worked with her on a job. She called me. She said, I was not knowing when to call you or how to call you. She said, I had to get myself together before I called you because I didn't know what you were going to say. And then I know you too. And I didn't want to come crying because she knew I would talk about it. Oh, you coming over here to punk? You trying to punk me? Because if you crying, you know it's going to make me cry. And I have nothing to cry about. So she waited till she got herself together and she called me. One of my favorite cousins, she going to be with the Lord. Her daughter messaged me yesterday, and she and I had not talked like this in years since she was a small girl. And we talked up a storm. Her sister, the entire time my daughter was in the hospital, she was on it. Her house, Coco. Her name, Naima Nicole Arna, but we call her Coco. My dad gave her that nickname. How is Coco? Well, what they saying about it? Yeah, this the cousin, Donna. And when the other one, her name is Sabina, when the other one contacted me, she said, I sure want to see you. I'm saying all of this, these testimonies now. I want you to hold on with me, work with me, and just hold on with me just a little while longer here. Many of the family members were busy, were this, were that, taking care over there, this over here. Some had gone through divorce. Some had lost loved ones. But this particular, I'm going to call it life, because she didn't die. She slept away. She didn't die. She slept away. So this particular life has brought some things together. Their aunt, which is my cousin, but her sister and I were closer. She called me. I had not heard from her. It seemed like forever and a day. And she was trying to break it down to me and explain family. I had to go on and let her know, girl, are you singing to the choir? What you doing? All that trying to explain and put it together, that don't mean nothing. This is what it means for me right here. I love you. We could not have been together for 100 years. We family. I love you. If you'd have called me, I'd have been there. But you didn't call me because I had my work to do, and God wouldn't let me be family oriented like most people. I'm peculiar. I'm strange. Hey, glory. I'm of a royal priesthood. But in his perfect timing, he'll bring a family back together. But for me, it's only a season. It is only for a season. He moved me to the outskirts of town. Rose Brown lived right there in Orange Park. He moved me past Rose Brown. Because where I am, I got to get work done. And I can't be in there with touchy-feely stuff. I have to stand up and stand strong. Now, some people say, oh, she don't love her daughter. Oh, we hear her cry. Oh, maybe she ain't grieved yet. The devil is a lie and a fool. And will make a lie and a fool out of us if we allow him to. But in his perfect timing, he bring the family together. And I've said it, and many have said it, but I can't say it no more. Don't let death bring the family together. Let's come together before death. I tried all of that before. I tried to have a family gathering. See, I wasn't handing out $100 bills. I wasn't handing out money. I was asking you to bring something. I was asking you to do something. Nobody participated. I think two or three of us did. And I told my cousin, I said, look here. I said, we relatives. And I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Spirit and all of that. I have not talked to you in 100 years, it feels like. I said, but listen, you're my relative. And if somebody do something to you, I'm going to come over there and be praying I stay saved. I said, that's all I can tell you. We relatives. Yeah. But the enemy will speak to us if we allow him to. And he'll tell us negative things about other people. I'm praying against that. I don't know if you remember, but I told you about Mother Brown, Mother Robinson, Mother McClendon. It could have been Mother Tyler and Mother Buchanan. They was in a little huddle, you know, standing around, like in a circle, and they was talking. And I come up from the kitchen through the choir stand down in the sanctuary, where they was further over from me. But when I looked up at them, they were looking at me and they were talking. But it appeared to me they was talking about me. And of course, I assumed it was negative. And I couldn't give them that look because Prince Pittman would have gave me something to feel. So I was going to walk them through the sanctuary and, you know, respect them. And one of them said, little Sister Pittman, I turned around. She said, we was talking about how well you sang, how well this and that, and how Mannerable Deacon Pittman raised you to be. My mouth could have dropped to the floor right there. Now, I was in my teens. I had to be around maybe 13. My mouth wanted to drop to the floor, and I don't know if anybody could have picked it up. I wasn't strong enough to pick it up because I was totally in shock. Because when I looked at them, it appeared they was talking about me, and the talk was negative. Now, see, this was where the enemy came in because I couldn't hear what these ladies were saying. I assumed this. And God let me heard what they had to say, and it was nothing negative. I walked away from there with my head up in the air, telling myself, you're going to make every choir rehearsal now. You won't miss a choir rehearsal anymore. And when you lead your song, lead it with everything that you got. Why? I found out they was talking good about what I was doing. But had I not gotten close enough and they called me on over, because you don't just walk up on grown ladies' conversation, not back in my day. You had to be invited to get closer to where they are because children stay in a child's place. You get on because grown people over here talking. But the Lord blessed me that they told me what they were saying, positive, good stuff about me. But the enemy wanted me to see that these ladies was talking negative. And that wasn't the case. So this morning, I want to put us up on alert. Out in the world, out in the streets, they say, I want to put you up on game. Watch as well as pray. Be quick to hear, slow to speak. I'm going to put very in here, very slow to anger, to wrath. To want to be mad with somebody and fight. Mad with somebody and cuss them out, just clown. Because the enemy's coming. And look, even in this, he comes as, he's not now, he is not, but he come as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. That's his job. And believe it or not, I respect his job because he stay on it. He work all the overtime. 24/7, he working overtime. We're the ones who don't work enough overtime. Some of us don't work at all. But we want to be careful of our thoughts. A thought is a thing, believe it or not. A thought is a thing. Anybody ever told you, well, if you thought that, you may as well do it. Why? You thought it and it's purposed in your heart. And it's as if you already did that. I'm going to tell you what I did the other day. It come to me. A thought is a thing. In other words, think about that 50 grand in your bank account. See, can you imagine that 50 grand in your bank account? A thought is a thing. See if you can imagine 500 acres with a huge farm and many homes, many rows of summer vegetables, winter vegetables, spring vegetables, fall vegetables. Imagine having, you look out and there's a whole bunch of cows, whole bunch of chickens, may have a few hogs because some people love pork. Think on that. This is where we want our hearts and our minds to be. On whatsoever things that are true. Whatsoever things that are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now listen, he's talking about some other stuff here, but this yet line up with what I'm saying. If we think on these things, we'll be better off. I don't want to think negative about nobody. It may be bad. I don't want to think about the badness because I was bad one day and he turned me around. He's no respecter person. If he saved me, he can save anybody. If he saved you, he can save anybody. So this morning, we want to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. We want to remember what Jesus did. When he was in the temple turning over tables, thank you, Lord. When he was in there, got angry and was turning over tables, he did that concerning the Father. That was nothing about his personal life. It wasn't nothing about what they said about me. And he went in there and clowned. It wasn't nothing about what you think they said about you or what they did to him. What they did to him, he went in and turned it over to show him I got the power. No, you're turning my Father's house into a den of thieves. His house shall be called the house of prayer. Over in that prayer club, Sister Dot can tell you, I don't lie, I allow foolishness over there because I pray over that room. It's been consecrated for prayer. It's been consecrated for her postings over there of the word of God because everything is going to go down but his word. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We can even ask him to sanctify us, set us aside. Through thy truth, for thy word is truth. That word is truth. So we don't want no negative vibes around us. And if you believe in God for something, keep the negativity away from your what you believe in God for, because you're walking by faith and not by sight. You'll let nothing separate you from the love of God. And don't let nothing separate you from your vision. Negative thinking, negative talk. Don't let it do it. I got to stay positive because God is about to drop something for me. He's about to drop an anointing like I never had before. He's about to drop an increase in my faith and trust in him. He's about to drop that house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. He's about to drop into my bank account, and what I see in there is an unexpected blessing. So he's about to drop some unexpected blessings on us. I want to keep myself fresh. I want to keep myself from thinking crazy. I don't want to think negative about nothing. I want to think positive about everyone and everything, even my enemies. I want to think positive about them. He told me to love them. How many know love covers a multitude of sin? You can show somebody who hates you that you love them. And every time they turn around, you're not showing hate back, you're showing love. Eventually, they're going to leave you alone. And sometimes they may come on over there and ease to you. Well, hey, what color is that on your nails? Hey, I wanted to ask you something. Who is doing your hair? Well, where you get them shoes from? And look, it's not being nosy. It's not being negative. They drawing closer to you because all you did was show them love. Because the enemy spoke to them and told them something negative about you. And it wasn't the truth until you started showing them love. It's not what the devil told you. I didn't come to start with you. I didn't come to take nothing from you. I come to give you. Silver and gold, I don't have none of that. But such as I have, arise and live in the name of Jesus. Because if you hating people, you in bondage. If you're an enemy to somebody, you are the one in bondage. Some people don't like people because of the way they look. Some people may not like me because of my glasses. And you know they bad, Sean. Yeah. I got the sunglasses and the regular eyeglasses. Somebody don't like me because of the glasses. Somebody don't like me because of something I wrote on my page on Facebook. Somebody don't like me because I shared what was of interest to me and I thought it might be of interest to others on Instagram. Some people don't like me because the dress I'm wearing is not the color that I'm just telling you the truth this morning. So we want to stay away from the negatives. Stay away from negative vibes. We want God to give us the right mind so that we can see the goodness of the Lord. I'm talking about in everybody. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Because he sent his son to die for all of us. Don't let negative thoughts come to your mind. Battle that thing. Battle it until it goes. Because if you resist the devil, he going to flee. But now he coming back. Sometimes he come back with the same thing. Sometimes he come back with a different thing. But he coming back and I got to resist him again. I'm going to resist him and make my request known unto God. I'm going to tell God, Lord, you know I want all positive thoughts for people. And Lord, I need you to give me discernment so I know who to trust and not to trust. See, we got some things to pray for, you see. Man ought to always pray and not faint. Pray without ceasing. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. But that devil will have you thinking all kind of negative stuff. Well, I asked Sister Dot for a cup of coffee. She told me she ain't have no coffee. Well, if she ain't have no coffee, how she drunk a cup this morning and had a cup this evening? foolishness. You don't know her situation. You don't know how she come about the coffee. She said she didn't have any. But now you saw her drinking a cup. You didn't go back to her and say, hey, Sister Dot, I see you drinking coffee. And Dot shouldn't take it in a negative way. But go ahead and explain. Yeah, I did finally get me some coffee. And I remember you asked for a cup. You still want that cup? Many times you'll hear them say, no, I don't need it. And they're not being sarcastic. Or they're not being proudful, arrogant, or boastful. It's past the time that they would drink the coffee. And if you do this in a loving, kind way, they'll come back and bring you a bag of coffee, a jar of coffee, the curate. So we don't want to think negative. Listen, we coming into the holidays. We want positivity for this December the 25th. We want to give gifts that we've never given before. We want to give the best gifts of the year, positive thinking. Imagine that $50,000, $100,000 in your bank account. If you only want $20,000, $25,000, imagine that. I bank with Wells Fargo, so I imagine seeing my account say $50,000, 50 with a comma with three zeros behind that. I imagine that. A thought is a thing. If I think it long enough, it can come to pass. Already prayed about it and let go. But just a beautiful picture to see 50 grand in my account. That's a start to buy some acres right there. That's a start to buy a few acres. And because we live in Florida, some people don't want all that house no more. Because they don't want to do all that cleaning of their house. Not no big, huge five-bedroom, four-bedroom. Some people don't want three. I don't want two. But I have to have two because Shantae. But listen. But if I lived in a hut with two palm trees, Shantae coming. Y'all ain't got to worry about it. Nikki going to come. Oh, boy. They coming. I can't stop them two. Yeah. But look. We thinking positive about the holiday. We're not going to get in our feelings, as the world say. We're not going to start thinking negative. Oh, COVID here. Oh, this Christmas. I don't think I'm going to be here. Oh, I'm not there. Don't do it. Don't do it. Tell yourself this Christmas is going to be a better Christmas than I ever had. I'm trusting God to bring it to pass. I'm not trusting myself. Start imagining in your mind how many gifts you want around your tree. Imagine some of the things you want in those gift boxes and bags that you want to give to your family member, your friends, your coworkers, or whoever. Because we're thinking positive. We're letting go of the negative. Whatever we believe we're going to have, that's what we're going to. If you believe you're going to have $3, that's what you got. But if you believe that you're going to have $100,000, that's what you have. Hallelujah. Listen, we are going to pray. I'm going to one more song of the morning, and we come back with some scriptures. And today, if at all possible, if you don't do number, tell God thank you. If you don't do number, press that number one and say, Lord, I thank you this morning. And say, Sister Barbara, that's all I got to say. Guess what? I want you to be blessed. Because God is looking for some bold soldiers. My son-in-law said, I want to get where you at. I'm working on that right now, he said. I'm praying, Barbara. I'm praying. You know, I'm remembering the word. I'm in the word. Because I want strength, and I want to be a bold soldier. Because God can't use no coward. He was telling me that. Yeah. Also told me, he said, look, now in that funeral, you got to keep me laughing. Even going into church, I need you to be right there and keep do that for me now. He went to look in the closet. He said, couldn't he just shut it? He couldn't even look in there because he see his wife clothes. People don't understand. Trauma for that man who's been with his wife 27 years. They didn't hell raise with each other. They didn't have no problems with each other. They didn't cheat on each other. When I tell you this was a nut, that husband of hers, that son-in-law, this is a nut. And the reason I say it, because I know it. All he want to do is laugh. And because, see, he been around us so long. I take him back in the day, it makes his day. Last night, I took him back when we was in Alaska. Oh, my goodness. He was like, Bobby, you remember all. Vince, I'm 64, but I remember some things. I remember everything, and sometimes not what I need to remember, Sion, but nonetheless, it come to me after a while. Sometimes it be a slow process, but I do remember, because the Holy Ghost will bring all things to your remembrance, and that's what's working for me. Yeah. Yes, it is, Brother Louis, a very sad thing, losing a loved one. But even in that, I got him not to think negative. Because look here, God sent me, had me to call him, and had him to call me so God can work some. He ain't on negativity. My son, the bishop, was on negative. I spoke to him, had to be Wednesday. Tuesday. And Wednesday, he was a whole nother person. We got to stir up the gifts in us. Stir up the positive gift in you. Stir up in you what you want. Visualize it. See it. Write it down. Make it plain. However you got to do it. Because it's time out for the people of God to be losing out. I'm just honest. And this is not just a prosperity message this morning. No, this is a message that we got to be slow to speak, quick to hear, slow to anger. This is a message of we must stay a positive people before God. Let the negative go, because the enemy going to come and tell you some things about somebody. Yeah. I remember Pastor Timberlake's comment. He had heard Gia Scott's song, Hate on Me, Haters. And he would be preaching about something. He'd yell, Hate on Me, Haters. I was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. But God didn't tell me to hate you. That's not what he said. And if we're going to be like Jesus, we need to start rehearsing right now. I know we think we was doing some stuff, negativity coming. We don't want it. We don't want nothing. Negative. We want all positive things. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we know you are real. And Father, we know that you made the heavens and the earth. We know that the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Thank you, Lord. Father, we are your people. We are your people. And we want to do what pleases you. We want to do what you can accept. We want to be positive. We don't want to think negative about anybody. We don't want to put our lips on nobody unnecessarily. But Lord, if we find out what shouldn't be in a person or about a person, we want to put it on the altar and leave it there. We want to walk away that you would fix it. And Father, we ask that you would forgive us all who have negative sayings about anybody, negative thoughts. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that, Father, you would forgive us and that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Give us a clean heart this morning and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. And Father, every caller this morning and every listener, including the archives and the podcasts, Father, I ask this morning that you would move for us in a mighty way. Let the world see that we're full of love. Let the world see that you're for us and we're for you. We come to hurt nobody. We come to love and to show love. Father, we even come to love our enemies. Help us today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. and Father, put on our hearts and minds what's pure, what's truthful, and what's good, that it will bring a good report unto you and man. Father, we are a faithful little crew of people, but we're seeking you. We want what you have for us. We don't want to go get our own. We want what you got, because what you got is good for us. What you got, it won't add no sorrow. Father, there are many things we chase after, and we think it feels good to us, but Father, it won't be good for us. So we are asking you this morning to fix our hearts and regulate our minds. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless intercessory prayer people everywhere, praying in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because so much is going on. And many times these people face to the ground, face to the floor, because they're crying out to you for others. They're crying out for those that have contracted COVID, God, and many other illnesses. Father, many are crying out that you would bring the country to a safe place. Many are praying for people that are sick, homeless, children going through all types of things. Bless them today, oh God. Intercessory prayer people everywhere, praying for others in the name of Jesus. Father, bless widowers and bereaved families in the name of Jesus. Bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Send your protected angels constantly, oh God, to stand watch, to shield and protect. Keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. We ask this morning that you would remember our brothers and sisters overseas, and that, God, you would heal, you would fix, you would encourage, inspire in the name of Jesus. We ask this morning, Father, that you would remember preachers everywhere, preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. Father, bless children. Bless our children, our grandchildren, our great-great-grand, our great-grand, Lord, move by your spirit for our families in the name of Jesus. This morning, we ask that you would bless America through repentance, oh God. Bless America by blessing us to have a mind to repent unto you. Lord, you know what to put on our heart, that it would truly bring us to true repentance, that we would turn away from our sin and never turn back to it in the name of Jesus. Father, every caller and every listener, I ask whatever the thought is that they see in finances, Lord, I ask that you would bring it to pass for them in the name of Jesus. Again, this morning, the earth is yours, Father, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. There's nothing too hard for you to do. And Father, you know this, not a prosperity message, but it's a message of putting the devil on the run. Because he come to steal and kill and destroy us, your children. And Father, I know that you wish none should perish and you won't let it come about for your people. So we're crying out to you this morning that you would bless us all. Move by your spirit for each of us today in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And Father, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Have your way here. Move by your spirit. Ooh, look at that. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I can't say thank you. Ooh, we can't say thank you enough, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. They heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank him this morning. We're going to this one. And when we come back, we're coming back with our scriptures. And we're coming back to talk about quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
a death notice to every woman and man. You're gonna need a lawyer. If I were you, that's the next thing I would do. Just ensure you are sitting here tonight. One day he's got a warrant for you. But you know, if I were you, I'd get lawyer Jesus. I wouldn't wait, I'd maintain. This is something you can't get around, no matter what you do. Just ensure you can hear my voice tonight. One day he's got a word for you, but you know. Call Nineveh and tell my people, if they don't repent, I'll destroy that city. But you know that story. Jonah didn't want to go, so Jonah decided that he was going down to a place called Joppa. Then he went on down to the shipyard. He went on down to the ticket office and got him a ticket, and he was on his way to a place called Tarsus. Then he went on down on the bottom deck, got over in the corner, and went fast asleep. But what he didn't know, when he laid down, God was looking right.
www.JesusInTheMorningRadio.com.
Hallelujah, what a song. Can't run, can't hide. There's no need to even try. The eyes of the Lord is in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. And we can run to the rocks, and I believe the rocks will cry out. Hey, Barbara, right over here behind me stooping down. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And so we thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for his word. And let me tell y'all this, I'm about to burst. Prayer changes things. God answers prayers. We heard yesterday that it happened when I prayed. It'll happen when you pray about, you know, sometimes you don't even realize you're doing wrong. So you know we need to be in a place where we can be still. We can be slow to speak, swift to hear, slow to speak, very slow to anger. Yeah. Because what God is doing in this hour with us, he wants us to be a blessing unto others. He wants folk to see that your life has changed. Yeah. Some people called me because they wanted to see if I was tore up from the floor up. They wanted to see if I had broke down and was screaming and yelling and kicking because of a sleep my daughter went to take. When she wake up, she'll have a new body. That old body, as me and my son-in-law say, was raggedy. It was a raggedy body. Yeah. Raggedy kidneys, raggedy lungs. But when she wake up, she's waking up with a new body. Hallelujah. But we want to get in a place where we don't allow any negativity to come in that space. No, don't bring it to me. I don't want to talk about it. If you bring it to me, let's pray about it. If you're not bringing it for me to pray about it, I don't want to hear about it even. God has spoken. We the church, all we got to do is say amen and put it on the altar. We have not because we ask not. The songwriter brought it straight to my face. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs we bear. We bear in all this foolishness. All because we do not carry every little thing to God in prayer. Yeah. Lord, I want to think positive. I don't want to think negative. I want to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. I want to show the world that I'm the kind of to sit on the hill that can't be hid because you're shining through me so bright. I stopped thinking about what did Jesus do? What were the things he did? They accused him of all kind of nonsense. That's not what he come saying. He did not come say, hey, look over here. I'm the savior of the world. I'm the Messiah. I'm the son of God. He come trying to help. He come trying to explain. He come trying to break it down to the Lord's terms so you could see that God so loved you that he sent me. He tried that what he did. He broke it down so we could see. He come to do the will of him that sent him. He didn't come on his own. And I didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through me, you can be saved. Yeah. Thank you, Brother Lewis. Don't make me sing it now. Go ahead on. Yeah. That the world through him could be saved. And also that the world through us, they can be saved. Because we lift him up. And we lifting him up, and it's him that's drawing all men unto him. Yeah. We can't count nobody out. We can't look over here and say, well, they homeless, they don't want it. Are you kidding me? Well, they drank too much. They don't want this. How would you know if you didn't try? How would you know if you didn't talk positive, show love? Now, you're not going to drink with them because they're different. See, you peculiar. They're different. Because if you drank with them, and they get enough of strong drink in them, they're going to tell you, I thought you was a Christian over here drinking liquor. No. You're not going to gamble with them. You're not going to lie with them, cheat with them, none of that. Because it's time for the church folks to become the people of God. Nothing negative, all positive thoughts. Now, if God shows you something bad, you best to believe that. And the way we're going to know this is we fellowship with him often as possible. You can pray walking. You can pray standing up. You can pray driving. You can pray cooking, washing dishes, working on your job, typing. You can pray. Yeah. I got to see the spirit in me, the spirit of God in me, and I got to see me in one body. Yeah. He's able. So I want to look at James right quick. And y'all know I love James. It's my boy right here. We're going to look at James chapter 1. And we're going to start at verse 19. Look, it says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath. Some things was going on. And lust and sin and death and all kind of stuff. And he allowing us to know that we could be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Slow to anger when it says wrath. We're not going to get so angry until I shoot somebody. I'm not going to get so angry until I stab you up. I'm not going to get so angry until I beat you up. I'm not going to get so angry I stop speaking to you because I'm slow to anger. It's going to take a whole lot to make me angry because I'm working on this and God working with me on this. He said, but the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. I went here because I want you to know the enemy is coming to bring you some negative things. And if we're not careful, we'll react to the negative situation. In our reaction to a negative situation, we will turn people away from God. I've heard people say it. I've heard people say, oh, if they got God, if that's the way God works, I don't want any of that. We want to show the world love. That don't mean participate with the foolishness that they got going on. That don't mean you fall into temptation and you start fornicating. That don't mean you start smoking weed. That don't mean you snort coke. That don't mean you're going to lie, cheat, and steal. And do the things that's against God. You're showing them love so that he can draw them. And love and kindness have I drawn thee. But if you're a negative person, nobody's coming. Nobody want to be around that. The senior bishop, Tossie Wood, he got my attention through love and kindness. And when I found out he was the head, you know, the head bishop at the church, I'm looking crazy. I never saw no bishop act like that before. He never sat in the pulpit and looked deep. Praise and worship going on, he'd get off the organ and get by the organ and just go to shouting like, my good, dancing before the Lord like he had lost his mind. And then he'd get back on the organ and go right back to singing. I said, well, would y'all look at this? What is this? Yeah. And when people came to the church, oh, he showed them love. He was so kind to them. I never will forget. He called me out on a Sunday night. I had been to a Kirk Franklin concert. And Kirk didn't do nothing for me that night. It was like Kirk was in his flesh. And my niece was with me because she had the tickets to go and got a ticket for me to go. And she said, you want to go over there to that church? I said, yeah. When he jumped across the pews and the benches. She said, yeah. I said, let's go. I didn't get in the door good. He said, come here, baby. You know, Southern people, they call you sugar, baby, honey, darling, all of that. It's an endearment. It's nothing sexual. He said, come here, baby. I walked up there because, look now, I was super fly. I'm telling you, I was dressed so sharp. Don't get too close to him. I might cut you. I'm dressed so sharp. Shoes, the same color, made out the same material as the dress. The Vicky Wine is cut. Haircut. And curled. Y'all couldn't tell me nothing. I was ready. I walked up there. He told me what God said. And he said, on your way back to your seat, I need you praising God. I lift my hands and started praising, and my feet got caught up. I straight up danced. Love, and what he told me, it came to pass the next day. You hear me? Love covers a multitude of sin, and loving kindness have I drawn thee. And we're going back to James chapter 1, and now we're going to look at verse 21. See, because he told us in 19, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. 21 says, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Because look, the more you get in the word, the better you're going to become. If you take this scripture right here and apply it every day, look at it every day, quote it every day, all through the day, every time you think about it, Lord, I want to be quick to hear. Swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And tell him what his words are, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of you, Father, of God. Lay aside, lay apart all filthiness. Lord, don't let me be a sexual freak. Don't let me be just a freak, period, of some kind. Maybe not sexual, but some other kind of freak. Lord, don't let me go in places and fool with porn and all this stuff where I shouldn't be. Help me to receive with meekness the engrafted word, your word, God. Give me more of your word because it's able to save my soul. I don't want to hear nothing negative. I don't want to speak nothing negative. I want to speak all positivity out of my mouth. I want to love on somebody. Everybody that you send my way, if I can, I want to show them love. I want to love them. And I don't want it to be a love that I'm speaking from my lips. I want it to be love from my heart. Because God, if it's in my heart, you know it's true. Yeah, we praying. Lord, I know you hear what I say, but you're looking at what I'm doing. And what I'm saying and doing are two different things. You know it's not coming from my heart. It's coming from my lips. But I need you to help me today. Calm me down. Don't let me be so quick to get upset. Because if I take my time, all things are going to work together for my good. I'm going to remember that, Lord. All this too shall pass. This is a weapon that formed, but it won't prosper. Help me today. Yeah. So 22 says this now. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You hear that? Be ye doers of the word, W-O-R-D. We got to apply the word of God. See, he said, and not hearers only, because faith cometh by hearing the word of God. So not only we constantly need to hear the word, read it out loud to our own selves, but that which we read out loud from the word, we want to obey it. We want to do what it says to do. In James 1 and 19, we want to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. We want to lay apart all filthiness, superfluity, naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted. Here we go again. Word, which is able to save your soul. But I got to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. But what I got to know the word. That's what I got to know. I got to get in the word in order to know it. Yeah. 23 says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forget what manner of man he was. It don't amount to nothing. I see how I look in the mirror, and as soon as I walk away from the mirror, I done forgot. I'm dressed up now. Yeah, the clothes I got on, I got a good $15,000 worth of clothes on. I'm sharp as a tack. I'm looking real good right here. I'm smelling good. The perfume I got on is expensive. My hairdo expensive. My shoes expensive. And I looked in the mirror, and everything is tailored to me. So it's looking real good on me, you understand? But as soon as I leave that mirror, I done forgot. He said, this is what it's like if you are only a hearer of the word and you're deceiving yourself. We want the word so that we can remain positive. We want to be that candle to sit on the hill that can't be hid. We don't want to think negative about other people. 24 says, but he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner man was. But whosoever look into the perfect law of liberty, that's the word of God, and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work now, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. We're going to look at the word, and we're going to continue in the word. We're going to stand on the word. We're going to study the word. We're going to remember the word. We're going to put the word to situation. And being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Now we're going to work now because we know the word. I know what to tell somebody. Hey, baby, you going through? You believe God? Do you believe God? Yeah, I believe in God. Well, sugar, I'm going to need you to get in that word. And then, has God told you what he called you to or chose you for or anything? Yeah, they say I'm a preacher. I'm going to need you to start talking to God about that assignment. See, because we can be called our chosen, but if we're not doing the work, what good is, what that do? What it does? Nothing. So, but we're going to be a doer of the work that he called or chose us for, or called and chose us for, because we're going to be blessed indeed. We the candidate sit on the hill that can't be hid. We shine in the light for those all around us so they can see the glory of the Lord in us. Yeah. He went on to say, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man religion is in vain. Because religious people can quote the Bible. The devil feared and trembled. There are some religious people will break that thing down for you, but they're not living it. And they won't shut up. See, they won't shut up long enough on things to get it right with God to live it. They get in his word and let his word get in him or her for the purpose of being word walking people. Yeah. I don't want my religion to be in vain. I got a relationship. Now, this is what it said. Pure religion now. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. To visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Barbara, what are you doing? To keep himself unspotted from the world. Yeah. Listen, I have to go to one more quick song of the morning. And then we coming back, and we still talking about swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Yeah, we still talking about that. So let's go to this one.
Come on, everybody, get your feet heavy. Let's go. Come on.
to my trouble.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye to my pain, y'all.
Bye-bye.
I can't hear you up there.
Bye-bye.
Somebody rain it up here.
Bye-bye.
Somebody rain it up here.
Bye-bye.
You are the God of miracles there.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mr. Jonathan Nelson this morning. And I believe, I truly believe, hallelujah. And I'm telling everything, bye-bye. Goodbye to my pain, my sorrow, anything that's not of God, goodbye. Hallelujah. I only want that which comes from Almighty God who have all the power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, y'all bear with me one second. I'm trying to do some things here and get it where I can, okay, stop playing now. I thought the computer had jumped off or something. Yeah, but look, swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. And I believe God is speaking this to me, not only because some trials are coming, but I believe that every thing you want, you're going to need this for it. Yeah, you're going to need this for the very thing to obtain what you want. Yeah. So what we do is we trust God. We trust him. And we trust him with our whole heart. And we lean not to our own understanding. And all our ways we acknowledge him. And he's directing our path. We don't want to be wise in our own eyes. We want to fear God and depart from evil. And after that, he got everything in control. Yeah, everything is in control. And he's controlling it, and he's controlling it for our good. So he said, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Pure religion and undefiled. Listen, a pure heart that love God and love people. And you're doing this before God and the Father, it says, is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. We see many times that the church folks, and in some places they call in the church, they are doing what the world is doing. All the way around, they dress like them. In church, they acting like they at the club. Yeah, all of that. But it's all right today, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hold on, I think this Sister Rita. Good morning, Sister Rita. Okay, she must have been pressed in number one or pressed it by mistake. But yeah. What we're doing, we trust in God. And we don't want to be like the world. We're much different. We're also different. Yeah. Because, two, the world see and hear the way God does things. And to them, it's foolishness. To them, it just don't work. You might hear people say, well, why would I want to do that? They cuss me out. Now they don't have no food. Why would I go want to buy them some food? That's the way the world thinks. But the believer know this. He loves a cheerful giver. And he said to love your enemies. Yeah. But the world don't think like we think. They can't. You have to have the Spirit of God to do this. You have to have the Spirit of God to want to go over and serve the elderly, to serve those who have lost a husband, who have lost a wife. And I know COVID is out here. I know it. But someone passed and you got some money. I don't always have money when somebody passed. So if I don't have it, I can't bring you cake, chicken, drinks, or whatever I can afford. But if someone passed and I can afford to be a blessing to the family, because now either the man or the woman has become a widower. And like in my son-in-law case, he's a man. And he always basically depend on women to cook, to do the cleaning. He keep the cars clean. He keep the cars full of gas. He make sure the yard is cut. You know, manly stuff that women shouldn't be doing. I'm not going to say they can't do it, but they shouldn't be doing it. So now his wife is gone and cooking clean for him. Kept track of the bills, paid all the bills, managed the house, fussed at the children, got on them to keep them straight. The dad is spoiling them and she's straightening them out. He's a widower now, so he needs some help. And we was talking to him last night and he was saying, well, nobody really brought no food, Barbara. I said, well, okay, Vince, I tell you what. I'll be over there today. I'll be over there with chicken, cake, and the traditional funeral stuff. Food. Why? He's a widower now. He's my son-in-law. Well, he was my son-in-law. And he's a widower. So why wouldn't I take him something that they ain't got to cook? My three grandsons over there, one of them got two children, and his wife. Well, both. Two are married. The youngest boy, he's not married yet, Mr. Brandon. But why wouldn't I take food over there to them? It's their hour of bereavement. And they had stuff to get together. So someone should be bringing food over to them. He said, no, Barbara, I hate that you. I'm going to do it, Vince. If I can do it for everybody else, why can't I do it for you? Yeah. I know he wanted homemade fried chicken. You know what I'm saying? But I just wasn't going to be able to just go in there and fry up some chicken, you know, fry two chickens and take them over there. I have to go over to churches or somebody and get some. I may have to stop somewhere and get a rotisserie chicken because all of them can't eat fried. Yeah, one grandson there, he's a vegan. Ain't that what they call it when you eat all vegetable, a plant-based or plant food? Yeah. But this is who we taking care of. And I want to share this with you. When you focus on helping people, all the foolishness, you won't have time for it. See, you used to have time for your friend to call you, girl, did you hear about Sister Joanne? No, what happened? Girl, pastor had to call her in the office, girl. And guess what? The apostle was there when pastor called her in the office. And here I go, well, wonder what she did. Instead of saying, let's pray that the meeting go well. Or they already did. Okay, well, let's pray that the outcome was good and the right changes was made so that nothing bad or nobody was in no trouble. Positive thinking. And if you're not going to pray with me, girl, I got to go. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. That unspotted from the world, that really working with me now. I'm 64 years old. And see, y'all, I don't need nobody laughing. What would I do? I mean, why would I be out there with Daisy Dukes on? I know they got another name for them today, Short Shorts. Why would I buy myself the same outfit my 27-year-old daughter buy, or 33-year-old buy? Why would I do that? I got to keep myself unspotted from the world. Because when this world don't see any fault in me, they will come to me just like they did on the day of Pentecost and say, hey, what I got to do to be saved? But if they see the church acting and looking like the world, they're not going to come and ask you nothing because it's going to be this way. They doing what we do. I've even heard them say about the preacher taking the 4 and 5 offerings. Hey, man, he in there pulling that money, like he was on the corner slanging. I done heard all that. I believe you take up one offering and you pray before you take the offering. You don't pray after the offering. Then now you want God to do the fish and the loaves in the offering basket. No, pray before. And he can touch the hearts of the people. Now the church got the goal that they needed to meet. Now the church bills can be paid. Now the pastor can be paid. If you got an office and you got office staff, your office staff will be paid. But you gonna pray after the offering been taken up? And then you gonna take up 3, 4, 5 offerings? Uh-uh. The world go to church and they say, no, I'm not going back up there. They take up all them offerings. They want all your money. That's what that church about. This is what they say. Oh, they're not about nothing but money over there. I'm not going over there. They got churches, I call them the big hat clubs. Everybody in there so dressed up on Sunday morning until I don't know what to do. And some of them you see dancing, and some of them you see dancing, they can't hardly dance because of the shoe. The heel too high. Yeah. Your feet hurt, don't it? Uh-huh. That's why I don't dress up for church. I dress down. Now, I'll be dressed this next weekend because it's the celebration of my daughter's life. If I went to a banquet, I'd dress up. If I go to a wedding, I'm going to be dressed for the occasion. But we looking like the world out here. Some of us acting like the world, and we don't even know it. We don't even know it. We want to be that candle that sit on the hill, that we have answers for the world. And if you don't have the answer, you're not too afraid to tell the world, well, look, I'm not perfect, but look, let me look that up for you. And while I'm looking it up, I'm going to be praying. And that's what I'm going to be doing. Lord, help me to find the answer in your word for this person. Because everybody didn't come from where you come from or I come from. Some people come from a different background. Some people come from Catholic, Muslim, CME and AME. One of them. There's two different kinds of Methodist church that I know about. Not everybody came from the same Pentecostal apostolic background, now non-denomination. Not everybody has gone through AME, thank you, Jerry, have gone through what I've gone through, the trials that I got to cause me to believe God, the trials that I got that make me stand for him. Not everyone has gone through the same things. So we work with them according to who they are. See, I can't take Jerry and Sister Dot and give them the same thing. Dot gonna see it one way, Jerry gonna see it another. Ask them. Get two people and say something to them and ask them what they think about it. They're gonna give you two different answers. Every now and then you'll get the same answer. But most times you're gonna get two different answers. So when we work in the harvest, it's another reason why we want to be positive and not negative. We work in the harvest. And if you work in the harvest sometime out there, they're going to say some hurtful things. May even cuss you out. And a soft answer turneth away wrath. So when they acting a donkey, you're not going to act a donkey back with them. Matter of fact, you don't even have to say, well, I'm going to pray for you. You don't even have to say that because that put a little fuel on the fire. Just walk on the way telling the Lord about it. Positive thinking. Positive believing, visualizing what you want. Now faith coming by hearing again, hearing the word of God. But guess what? You can see what you want and you can hope for it. And your hope is in Jesus. Yeah. By faith, I'm looking at this 50 grand in my bank account. By faith, I'm looking at this 500 million in my bank account. Because if I can visualize it, God can bring it to pass. I'm telling you the living truth. Yeah. If I can visualize it, God can bring it to pass. A thought is a thing. And we don't want to just sit around thinking on money, but if we need some, we can do what we got to do to get some. Visualize what God done gave you. He'll open the door. You may write a book, and it sells for that. It goes so fast, they can't print it quick enough. You may do some other things. Because over on Facebook, I got a Jesus in the Morning t-shirt page, and I said, I'm going to start working on that, adding t-shirts and hats, simple stuff, and promote, yeah, and see what it does. I'm not doing nothing else. Yeah, and in my spare time, whenever that is, it may be 2 o'clock in the morning, but this the deal. We want to be blessed by God. We want to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto him. Jesus did not walk around negative. He walked around rest assured, having his calling and election sure within him, that if I speak to this man's foot, it's going to heal. If I say to him, whatever I say, get up and walk, he's never got to get in the pool when the angels trouble the water. God spoke it to him. Get up. Come on. Let's go. Many times he told him, said, don't tell nobody. Sometimes he might say, go down there and just tell the priest. And don't tell nobody else. We know they didn't do that. But we got to be like Jesus when he comes. If he see himself in you, you belong to him. If he don't see himself in you, you don't belong to him. Because you haven't been obedient. We are obedient. And he said we belong to him. Yeah. And we want to come up in our faith. We want to get real with Almighty God in this hour. Because I believe some other things coming. And I don't think we even saw the last of this variant. I think another kind is showing up. And this may be a very different kind. And we never know, a mask may not save us. We may have to shut down the state. We never know. But you've been speaking positive. You've been obeying God. You swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, to wrath. You saw these people over here in dire straits. They didn't ask you, but you asked them. Are you out of gas? Do you have a gas can? Yeah, I have a gas can, but I really don't have no money. I was trying to stretch it to get to where I'm going to pick. Well, come on with your gas can. And we'll start with a gallon. Will a gallon prime it and everything so you can get back down to the service station? And if they say, yeah, you give the clerk the money and tell her don't ring it up until this man or woman come back. Because they putting a gallon of gas in their car, but they coming back and you're going to put that 20 in their tank. Because I paid for the gallon. So when you come back, that full 20 going in the tank or her tank. You see? Because I'm working too. I'm not just believing and having faith and trusting God, but I'm working. Because he said this, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, and being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. See, because in the scriptures, it's going to teach you. Didn't it just tell you about the widower? It just told you about the fatherless children? It told you about being unspotted from the world? Yeah. So when we get the work part down, because a lot of us, we want to be pew sitters. We want the pastor, the apostle, the bishop, the preacher. We want everybody else to do it for us. Study the Bible for me and bring it to me. teach me the Bible where I don't have to study for it. I just get it from you. When I need bits and pieces, I'll come to you for. No. Faith and work go together. Studying the Bible is work. Because you ain't going to just run through it like that, especially a chapter. You're going to be looking and proging, and you got other Bibles, and sometimes they have other books. I solely rely on the Spirit of God and that written King James, and I got a few couple of more. Yeah. He said that this man shall be blessed in his deed. If we become a doer of the work, we're going to be blessed in our deeds. We're going to have good deeds. You're going to have the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. You're going to go on and drive the Bentley. They're going to give you the raise and promotion on your job. They're going to call you and tell you they made a mistake. They know you're 3 months behind on your mortgage, but they found a new program that would clear up the 3 months. And if you need an extra 2 months, they'll pay for that too. God have a mighty sweet way, but we need to learn to obey him. Obedience brings many blessings. Obedience brings many miracles, but we got to obey God. Talk to him. The songwriter did say, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Get in that prayer closet. And you can tell the Lord, Father, I don't want to come out until I know you've blessed me. I want to stay in here talking to you, communing and fellowshipping with you. Until you bless me. Yes, Lord. Prayer. Prayer is the key. Our faith unlocks the door. We can ask anything. It's going to be done. He hear every word we say, and while we're calling, he's on the way. Prayer will fix it every time. We still talking about positive and negative. We still talking about swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, slow to anger. We still talking about. But there are some things we need to open our spiritual eyes to see. There are some things we need to pray about. I think it was Albertina Walker said, touch me, Lord Jesus. I need a touch. And Lord, my mind need a touch that I can keep my mind on you. But Father, if I keep my mind on you, you're going to keep me in perfect peace. I need you to touch my body. I need a healing. Lord, I need to touch my feet so I can stay at the gambling house. Touch my hands so I can stop buying all these lottery tickets. Because I done hit the lottery so many times, but that's how I hit it. I give the money to them, and they give me a ticket with no winnings on it. So all that money I paid for these no winning tickets, that's a big lottery right there. I believe the bird in the hand, that's just me, is worth more than them two or three over there in the bush. But see, what's in my hand, I got it. But I'm taking a chance to let go of what's in my hand. Maybe I'll get them over there in the bush. No, I can't do it. I'm going to work with what I got. Lord, multiply in Jesus' name. Yeah. I told you about my Aunt Lorene. Prayed for the refrigerator. Oh, my goodness. And it went back to working. I'm telling you, it was through. It really was through. And she used to call me gal. Come here, gal, let me show you. I said, what? I laid hands on this refrigerator, and in a few minutes I heard, yeah, the Lord healed the refrigerator. Y'all know I was tickled. And I had that form of godliness with the nine the power thereof. Y'all know I thought she was crazy, but I loved her. She made the best fried chicken and the best biscuits, too. She was good at that. Not as good as my mom, but I'm saying it was so close to it. But she wanted me to see. I believe God, and I believe by faith, he'll do anything. Come on in here and let me show you what he done for me. Yeah, she was that way. And we need to get there. I mean, believe God for everything. Because I think when we show him, we believe you for everything, Father, for without you, we can do nothing. I think God put a little check right there. You know, every time we do it, let's say we get a little check. Because we believe in him and we trust in him. He don't want to let us down. He don't want to disappoint us. Because he know rejection and disappointment destroys humans. So he even put it in his word that all things must work together for your good. But many days you got to have the patience for it to work. You got to have the patience to wait on it. And we fall many times right there. Police pull you over. It's going to work together for your good. Even if he writes you a ticket. If he come to the window with an attitude, you're going to answer the questions that he asks and say no more. Well, officer, I would, no. May I have your driver's license, insurance, and registration? Yes. Officer, may I reach in the glove box or the glove compartment and get it? Because that's where it is. And here, my license right here, but the registration insurance inside the glove box. He being rude, you remain kind. You remain humble and you remain patient. Don't give no more information than you have to. Whatever he asks you, answer it in a kind way, because a soft answer turn away wrath. It has kept my generation, I'm telling you. Because a bad attitude won't get you nothing but trouble. My generation, the generation before me, and maybe some of the generation after me. Yeah, my children's generation. Not the grandkids now. And them great, hold up. But them three generations I mentioned, my children, mine, and let's say my parents, their generations, taught to respect. We was taught to humble. And many times people say, oh, they're Uncle Tom. Nope, it's no Uncle Tom. I was taught to show kindness, respect, and respect authority. Yeah, I'm never scared. I can act a fool, but no, what's the point in me getting in trouble, which is easy to do, but hard to get out of? Why would I want to provoke them and they got the power to take me to jail? Why would I provoke them? I don't have a gun, but they got a big one on their side. Why would I do that? And I'm talking about believers. They say they believe. But looking at the things of Jesus, he was humble as a lamb. Matter of fact, he is the lamb. Humble, patience. Always wanting to help somebody. And the day I see it, just like with him, you can send somebody to say they're a preacher, a friend request on Facebook, you might get an answer and you might not. I've had people to ask me, well, why do you want to be my friend? I say, are you a believer? Are you a preacher? Yeah. That's the way you know what the scriptures say. Know what it say. In order to obtain a friend, one must show himself friendly. Oh, where that's at? I'm like, save me now, Lord. Maybe it's me that's not saved and not them. Yeah, because you preaching, but what about the word? I know we forget what some scriptures are now. But the word should be in us enough. I've heard them say, I've been out here 20 years. Well, in 20 years, you should have brought in a great harvest unto the Lord. Yeah, I brought a harvest in through serving food at the government project department. Louis, don't make me laugh. Yeah. They don't. See, we have to be taught. We were taught these things from home. The scriptures say charity starts at home and spreads abroad. Love starts at home, spread abroad. Being humble starts at home and spread abroad. When you get it from home, you're going to take it everywhere you go. My generation, they taught us, You do not disrespect elderly people, adults. Even if you don't like what they say, you don't say nothing back. Any problem you got with an adult, you come tell me. I'll take care of it. Because you're not on their level. You're not an adult. But in order to be able to be humble and to know your place and to have respect, somebody have to teach you this. And if nobody taught your parents, they can't teach you because they don't know it. But once you come to God now, you're out in the world, you're in that building. God should be speaking to your heart. The Spirit of the Lord should be speaking to you. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. To those that are older than you. It was a long time before I got a lot of yes, ma'ams and no, ma'ams. But as I began to come on towards 61 and 62, everywhere I went, they say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And I truly appreciated that. And then one day, Apostle Boatwright, I said to myself, oh, they calling me old. Am I looking that old? And just like that mirror, I looked in the mirror. I said, oh, yeah, you don't hold this phone. Even if you don't look broke down, that age say you're getting to the stage where that body is dwindling on away now, slowly but surely. It's getting ready to close on down. Everything in you is constantly in wear and tear. You're going to look in the mirror and there's going to be gray hair. I'm not dying. My age is going to show. And hopefully my age will help me when I need to share something with somebody much younger than me. Maybe they'll see the age difference and say, oh, she's an older lady. Let me hear what she got to say. But they have to be taught that. Yeah. Many of us, we attended church as children. Anybody remember the finger up in the air? Yeah, they do, brother. In the old South, the men call all women ma'am and young are old. And that was true. That was true. But y'all remember the finger syndrome in church, don't you? Well, when you're leaving out or you get up to go somewhere, you raise your finger up. That means, excuse me, I'm walking during the service or I'm walking during the preaching. You know, I'm walking, doing altar call, whatever it is, you raise that one finger. And that was a sign that, please excuse me. That's what it was. They don't teach that now. They just get up and walk out of there. That was a sign for respect. Once the preacher got up to preach, the usher stood close on the door until he almost finished his sermon, because you're just not going to walk in church an hour and a half later. So a lot of times they let you stand right outside the two swinging doors, and you can hear the preaching from there. Some of them have benches. Our church, we have benches out there in the foyer. So if something going on and the ushers hold the door, you still can hear what's going on. You're just not in there where it's at because you got there late. We done got away from all of this. We just done got so far, I say, from God. We don't go up in the building respectful. We go up in there any kind of way. I'm talking about we've been saved. We say we've been to the altar and said, I do. And we still go, been there 3 years. And we still go up in there any kind of way. The Holy Spirit even leads you in the dress code. It'll lead you in how to go to church. What to wear to church. Spirit of the Lord will do this. I can remember times I done gained that weight. Y'all know I love that food. You know I love it. And I done gained this something. I said, oh, no, I can't wear this. I got to go back and find something else. So I'll go back in the closet and find something a lot loose. I know women, I got friends, they go to the, I call them the tailor. But it may be a seamstress. And she tailor their clothes to fit her body. I don't do all that. I buy my size and I wear it. And most times the size, a couple of, you know, sizes too big. And if I got to put a belt on or whatever, you know, and go from there. But we the light of the world. We the candle that sit on the hill that shouldn't want to be hid. I'm going to put it that way. When we come around, we shine light in darkness, praying that the darkness will comprehend, they'll understand. We're givers. We're attorneys. We're mothers. We're fathers, even those who don't have biological children in many cases. Yeah. We're many different things. Doctors. All kind of stuff. Because whatever's in the vineyard, whatever work is to do, be done, we willing to do it. Yeah, I can't say, well, Apostle Boatwright is not here today. I can't do her job, so I'm not going to do nothing. I can't do her job, but I can sing a song. It may not sound the way you want it to sound, but I'm singing unto Almighty God about his goodness. Yeah. I can take up an offering. I can do an altar call. Yeah. I can do something. Because when she went away, she said, well, I didn't have time to lay out everything for you. But you know the protocol, and you know what we do over here. Go ahead and get it done. I'm not shutting the doors, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. God is faithful. Listen, we're going to one quick song. And when we come back, the studio is open. That time went fast this morning. And feel free to press that number one and come in today and share with us. And we want to remember it happens when I pray. Yeah. Not just so much a Pastor Tillis message, but when I prayed, I got results. It happened for me. When I went to God, I got what I needed. Sometime I got what I wanted. Yeah. And it's all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to this one.
It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, and I thought that it would. And I thought that it should, 'cause I messed up so many times. I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good.
that whatever you're going through, God has the ability to use it for His glory. He doesn't waste anything. If you went through it, He can use it. Let's go. Say, it's working.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank God that it's working this morning for our good. God is turning it around for our good. Oh, yeah. No matter what you're going through today, know this. Trust God. Trust Almighty God. He have all the power. He's got the power to turn every situation around for your good. Hallelujah. And we're grateful unto Him this weekend because He's yet working for us. Yeah, He's yet fixing it for us. But we want to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. We want to be that candle that sit on the hill that can't be hid. And we're not up there can't be hid because we want to be seen. We're shining bright through Jesus. We're showing people the way to Him. And it's already all right this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, Sister Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I am blessed.
Yes, we are. We're very, very, very blessed. And thank you. Thank you for a great teaching this morning. Thank you for just being there for everybody. And thank God for God being there for you. We've now come to the end of this week, and we thank God for a very grateful, grateful, great God we have. Thank you, Jesus, for a wonderful woman like you. And thank you for not allowing the devil to get in your spirit telling you one thing when you know that's not God. So thank you. Thank you for setting me straight last night. I wake up thinking I don't miss this show. Woo. Thank God. I thank God for you. And is there anything you need, you know, skip along. It's right here for you. She'll skip right along, okay?
Amen.
Love you, Barbara.
Yes, love you too, Sister Jerry. God bless you. Yeah. So we thank God this morning. I had put a post out. Brother Lewis said, hey, Sister Jerry, put a post out about
Tell them, hey. And Barbara going to be making up cake. We going to get some.
Uh-oh. You wrong for that one. Pumping Louis up for cake. Stop it, I say. But, yeah, we thank God this morning. I put a $1,200 post out over on Facebook and to see how things going to work with it. And, you know, I put it for those who say, well, if there's anything I can do, call me, let me know. So I put it there for them, not for everybody, because not everybody said that, because some people don't have money like that. But they can offer prayer. Yeah, they may not have the money, but they can offer prayer. And that's just as good, because God will hear, and he will meet that need in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. And it's all right today. God is turning it around for our good. Hallelujah. And we're thankful unto him. Listen, the studio is still open. I was thinking about John and, you know, how things went with Jesus. We cry and we complain over the least little thing. But the night of Jesus' arrest, he was brought before Annas and I think the Caiaphas and an assembly of religious leaders called the Sanhedrin. And after this, he was taken before Pilate, and the Roman government sent off to Herod and returned to Pilate, who finally sentenced him to death. Listen, sometimes we won't die a physical death, but we will die because of the way that we're being treated. Yeah, some days our good feelings, it dies. Not your spirit and not your physical body, but your good thoughts for the day. You was hyped up. You were getting ready to go do something positive. And here comes something to kill that. Yeah. But God is faithful. And the devil figured, well, I'm going to give her a final sentence. He's a lie. Yeah. He said, I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't even be here today. If I would have believed him, I wouldn't have. But I didn't believe him. I believe the report of the Lord. And God bless me still to still be here serving him in love, serving him in spirit and in truth. My worship is for real. And so I thank God. Yeah, he's on our side today in spite of us. And James taught us some things. Yeah. Hallelujah. He said, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons. No, it's not. Anybody with faith can touch God. Yeah. Our faith touches him. Yeah. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and godly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Yeah, because of this, we pick and choose. All in the church, they picking and choosing. Yeah. Well, she look good, I'm going to have her to come over here. Oh, he look good, I'm going to have her to come. We do all of that. They have cliques in there according to how you look. They don't even know if you got no money. You look like you got money. You ain't got two nickels to rub together. But they'll show you love because they think you got money. They saw you pull up in the Bentley, and they swear, and you dress like you got money in the Bentley. But that's not what's happening. God supplied. Yeah. When somebody come in there driving a hoopty, and they just got on some regular clothes, nothing expensive, no name brand, we treat them just as good. I'm telling you, I've been treated that way. I didn't fit the cut, you see, because I wasn't dressed like everybody else. So go on back there and sit on that back pew as far back as you can get, and you'll be all right. I'm just telling you the truth this morning. It's real. It's real out here. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Anthony, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning, Brother Anthony. God bless you. How are you? I see that 252 number. I got a little excited there.
I got another phone line, another phone. got another phone number that I was trying to get on yesterday. My main phone I used, the battery was over. The one that I had yesterday, service go in and out. So it's a pain when I try to stay on, keep it charged up. So I had to have my little backup mode. My battery died. Still alive as well. Thank God for life, health, and strength. People with the right mind allowing me to see another day. I thank you for health and activity of my limbs. And I just want to say good morning to everybody. Good morning to you, Mr. Barber. Here, Brother Frank, Brother Lewis. Sister Bridges, Sister Brown, Sister Dion, Brother Frank, Brother Jermaine, Brother D. This is my brother Leafwood. Good morning, y'all. So Samoa. Good morning, everybody. Y'all have a good day.
I'm doing that our way next time. Just don't want to keep hanging up.
I just thank God for being here. You know, in good health.
Sister Jerry, Sister Dot said good morning. Okay, I'm going to close your mic, bro, after that. Are you through?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, I'm going to mute your mic. Hallelujah, Jesus. It sounds like he going back to work. Is it been, Brother Lewis said, hey, bro, Anthony, I wonder, is it been 14? Wait a minute. I'm going to have to open that mic back. Has it been 14 days, bro, Anthony? Over 14.
But they say 14, but they don't cut it down to 10 days. So the company, you know, saying after 10 days, you know, they have to come back.
Okay.
I'm feeling better, so I just thank God for that. You know, I could have been worse. So I just know that God had me covered, and the prayers of the righteous of heaven, but I pray.
I'm gonna mute your mic. And that's a beautiful thing. Okay, now what? I'm on a mute. Okay. That's a beautiful thing to be able to go back to work after COVID. Yeah? God is faithful. And just like he said, the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And what I often think about is God counted Abraham's faith as righteousness. Not what he was per se doing, but his faith. He even called Abraham friend. Because Abraham believed God. Sister Jerry said, good morning, Brother Anthony. Yeah. All right, Brother Frank, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
I'm blessed. Good morning to you. Good morning to Brother Anthony, Sister Theon, Sister Jerry, and all the rest of the crew, and Brother Louis, holding down the chat room. And to you as well, my sister. And did Jeanette give you a call yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, I gave her your number last night. And
okay.
I know Linda already is calling you. And the rest of the people that I do speak to that's elsewhere, they give their deepest condolences. And I was listening to Brother Anthony, and just hold in there and hang in there and trust God, because that's what I'm doing. That's what I've been doing. That's what I will continue to do. And even when the whole world is shaking, but the word of God let us know it's going to be shaking. But as long as we stay anchored in Jesus, we are all right.
Yes,
we will. We are all right. And if you're still here, meaning that it's all good all the time, and trust in him. And no matter what goes on, just keep trusting in him. And be faithful and stay righteous, and right to be righteous as can be, because God perfect that what concerns us. And
amen.
When we keep our mind on him, we'll stay in perfect peace, because the world is, I call it, the world is shaking, but we are not shaking in it. We are standing steady and strong in the Lord, steadfast to the Spirit, to the Holy Ghost, and I thank him for it. Amen.
Amen, Brother Frank. Amen. Yeah, the world's shaking. Brother Lewis said, hey, Brother Frank.
Hey, Brother Lewis. Love you, man.
Yeah, the world's shaking, but we don't have to shake. I looked at some things, not have been yesterday or the day before, and I'm like, Lord, you have blessed me. You saved me, God. Oh, you gave me a mind, power, love, and a sound mind. And Father, I thank you for it, because I couldn't imagine being unsaved out in the world and COVID, this variant just taking over. I couldn't imagine that. Y'all know I'll be scared to death. Ooh, I would be so scared. And then I might not would be scared. I might would be out there with no mask and acting a donkey, working, you know, talking trash on the job. I'd have been vaccinated. Yeah. And I thank God. I thank God for what he did in my life. Yeah, because I needed him. They sang a song that said, if I ever needed the Lord before, I sure do need him now. Hey, I sure do need him now. Sure do need him now. If I ever needed the Lord before, I sure do need him now. I need him every day and every hour. That's an old song that I'm talking about way back there. But I need him, and I need him now. And I want to stay with him. Yeah, because nothing else is sure. Nothing else is solid. Yeah, I'm standing on a solid foundation. It won't give. It won't break up. Earthquake can come. It's not. Hurricane can come. It's not going to do nothing. I'm standing on the word of God, that sure foundation. I believe it was Apostle Paul who said, after standing, stand some more. Yeah, because you're standing on a solid rock. He's for us today. He's on our side. And if he be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. Hallelujah. I thank him this day, because I can't make it without him. Mm-mm. Cannot make it without him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So look, I'm looking at one more song of the morning. All right. Okay. I'll get to that one then. Let me do this one. All right.
I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through, all right? Look at somebody and say, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. No, you said it to the wrong person. Grab the person behind you and tell them, say, hey, you, I'm glad.
I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. You know, and you know it. You know it's the truth.
Radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah. Why don't you look like it? All right, Sister Rita, I'm bringing you in right now. I'm telling you, your light came on. It does that. It does that to Sister Dot, Sion, and something. I think Sister Simone Monet has done it too before. Because I think maybe something touched it or something. I can't say what it is. Well, good morning, Sister Rita. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I'm blessed. How are you, honey?
I am blessed. I cannot complain today.
And I have to say that when that light comes on in your studio, that's just God there, right there, telling us call in.
Okay.
Talk to you. Talk to our brothers and sisters.
Amen. Amen.
I want to say good morning to all of you. Good morning, Sister Jerry. Thank you so much for always remembering me and my family. Good morning, Brother Anthony. Thank you every day for saying good morning to me. Good morning, Brother Frank. And good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
You're all in my prayers. Thank you so much for all that you guys do for us, because you all praise and prayers work, and we are blessed that God is in the mix, and he's making sure that all of us are okay. So I wanted to give you all an update. Kyle, first and foremost, we went to the doctor for 6 weeks before we had to go see him, and he's been going to therapy 3 times a week. Getting stronger every day, thank you, Jesus. So we went on Tuesday, and the doctor said that now he's ready to put a little weight on it, like 25%. When they took the x-rays, Kyle was telling me that the technician was saying, I don't know where your breakage was in your pelvic, because I don't see it. He's like, what do you mean? There's 3 areas. He says, I don't see it. He says, but, you know, I'm not the doctor, so I'm going to let him tell you. So we get in the office, and his TA was the one that we saw. We didn't see the physician himself, but his physician's assistant said, you know, I have to look back at x-rays that were done, or CT scan that was done back in the hospital, to see where your breakage is. He says, because I don't see anything. And that there is just the Lord right there, healed my son, you know.
Amen.
Amen. And he, you know, he, ooh, that, ooh. He blessed him. Bless us.
So we're pretty excited that you can't even see the breakage because I saw the x-rays, you know, all of them, and even the one the doctor took 6 weeks ago, and he showed us where it was, and you can clearly see it. And at this time, there's nothing there. God put his healing hands on him, and all I can say is thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of my baby because I'm sure you all have seen the vehicle. Everybody that sees it says he shouldn't have survived that. But you know what? We're not in control. God is. And he's kept my son here for a reason. So all we can do is, well, he needs to just walk in his path, you know. So in the next 4 weeks, every week he's going to have to gain 25%. So this week is 25%. Next week he can put 50%. The following week, 75%, and then 100%. Well, when he gets to 100%, that means he can't use his walker or his crutches anymore, and he would have to rely on his legs to walk. So the real challenge, I think, is going to be then for him, because then he won't have anything to rely on to be able to steady him. So, you know, I would just ask and please, if you all can just keep praying for him, I really appreciate it. I greatly appreciate it with the bottom of my heart, as warms my heart that you all have been putting him in your prayers and putting my family in your prayers. It gives me a you know, fuzzy feeling. And I don't even know all of you. And I love you all. I just don't know you, though. But hopefully someday we could all meet and I can give you all hugs and thank you for everything. So that is great news. And he was, let me tell you, he was ready to walk then, and he was so excited. He's like, I could run a race. I'm like, hold up, baby boy. Let's back it up. You only got 25%. You're not at 100 yet, so back it up. But he was so excited. He had, like, so much energy. We had an hour, because it's an hour away where his doctor is, a whole hour back. He couldn't sit in that seat. He was just jumpy. And, like, he had jelly beans or something, you know. He was just jumping for joy and kept thanking God, you know, that, you know, he's able to now put some weight on it. So his energy, you know, was reflected on me, and we were just cheering and, you know, praising God in the car. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for that. And then for Angelo, let me tell you, when I tell you God worked for him on Monday for his oral surgery, and I tell you that all your prayers came through, you know, I keep praising God. We walked in and you know, I'm just messing with him and stuff, and I'm like, you know what, they're going to put you under, so when you come out of that, you're not really going to have your bearings about you, so you're not going to know what's happening. I said, and they're going to give you some hydrocodone for the pain. I said, so when you're sleeping, you know, we might shave your head, you know, maybe put your tattoo on. You know, he's like, no. You know, he's like, I don't want to go under now. I'm like, it's okay, baby. You're in good hands. So anyway, right there in the waiting room, him and I prayed before he walked in. He was encouraged, and he's like, I'll see you in a little bit. I asked the nurse how long. She said about an hour. Of course, I had been listening to the show. It was in, you know, in my ear. So, and I had asked, you know, if you could pray, you know, for us, for Angelo. Well, you know, that was early in the show that I asked you, Barbara. And then he goes in with the nurse. His girlfriend and I are like, we got an hour. Let's go shopping because he's going to need, you know, soft foods for the first few days. So I said, let's go to Publix. We walk out of the doctor's office and we get to the vehicle to leave. And you start praying for Angelo. And let me tell you, oh, chill. I recorded it. I told his girlfriend, record it because I got you on the phone, so I can't record you. So I told his girlfriend, record it because I want him to hear that, you know, people are praying for him, you know. And it just so happened, like right then, he walks into the you know, of course, the surgery hadn't started, but he walked in with the nurse. We walk out, not a minute and a half later, 2 minutes, you're praying for Angelo. It was like perfect timing. And I had goosebumps. I still have goosebumps today. I'm like, that's nothing but the Lord. You know, he's got this. He's got, you know, his hands are on there. He's going to take care of my son. And so we leave. We get to Publix. We're shopping. We're at the register. We hadn't been gone maybe 30 minutes, 35 minutes. And we get a call that he's done. You could pick up the patient. Like, what? It was an hour. What are you talking about? There's no way. It was that smooth. It was quick. It was, you know, they had already had him numbed, took the teeth out, everything. Everything's done within 30 minutes. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. So now we're rushing to get back, and we pick him up, and, you know, he's pretty swollen, and he's got gauze in his mouth. I said, how you feeling, baby? And he's trying to talk through the gauze. I'm like, mm-mm, we're not playing charades. I can't do this. I'm not very good at charades. I gave my phone to type, you know, what he's asking. He's like, I'm feeling pretty good. I feel drunk. I said, oh, heck no. This is not going to be good. Let me tell you, he was like a kid. He was so, so happy because he's all messed up and he can't feel nothing. And he's just playing around and playing. I mean, like he didn't even have surgery. Like he didn't even have surgery. He just, Lord. He had just had 4 wisdom teeth removed.
Yeah.
And he's dancing in the parking lot and messing with me and messing with his girl and joking around and acting like a little child. I'm like, oh, my goodness, look at that. That's nothing but God. And then, you know, we got home, and until this day, he's only had, you know, minute pain. And but he's been taking his medication, so it's keeping it low. So he was fine the next day, you know what I mean? Back to normal. It's just that his face was swollen. But thank you all. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for laying hands on him. And he is good to go. And he's, you know, back to normal. And he doesn't have any more pain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
I appreciate you all. Amen. I appreciate you all for praying for my baby. So that's it. You know, I just wanted to call and give you all an update. But, you know, when my light came on in your studio when I didn't really push the one, my dad was in the car and he was cursing up a storm. So I'm like, I can't be on the fly. I can't be in the studio with my daddy doing his thing because he didn't know I was you're in my ear. You know, he didn't know I'm on listening to the show. And
right.
His car broke down. We got to take it in. So I was, you know, he dropped it off at the mechanics and I went to pick him up. And he's just ranting and raving about his vehicle. And I'm like, oh, heck no. when you said, okay, I'm bringing you in right now, Sister Rita, I had to hang up because I didn't know what else to do.
Okay. Yes,
ma'am.
Because he
was throwing off.
It's okay. Yeah. Because sometimes, I don't know what go on, maybe it's in a studio glitch or something, but a lot of people say, I didn't touch that one, and they didn't. The light just come on your number. Yeah. But all right, I got a surprise for you you're about to hear, so let me bring this in. Good morning, Sister Rose Brown. God bless you this morning. How are you? Wicked. Okay, I don't think she pressed that number one either.
Auntie!
Okay, I don't think your aunt pressed the number one because I think her and the grandkids.
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
No. She's calling in the hogs right now.
Okay.
Barbara.
All right.
I mess with her all the time about that, you know, because we'll be talking and she'll start snoring in my ear. And I'm like, you're calling in the baby hogs. And then, you know, she's like, no, I'm here with you. And then, you know, her snoring would get louder, and I'm like, now you're calling in the mama and the daddy and the grandma.
Okay. Yes, sir. Well, listen, who was it? Brother Frank? No, Sister Sion said, good morning, Sister Rita. And I think
good morning, Sister Sion.
And Yeah, that's you. Oh, Brother Frank said good morning, Sister Rita.
Good morning, Brother Frank. Thank you. Good morning to all of you. I hope you all have a blessed day, a blessed weekend, and I'll keep praying for you all. And, you know, as long as we keep praying for each other, we'll be all right.
Yes, it will. Yes, it
will. Thank you so much, Sister Barbara, for bringing me in so I can give you all an update. I'm excited. You know, my feet are light. I'm just blessed. I am just blessed. My children are blessed. My family blessed. I appreciate you all. Thank you.
Amen. Amen and hallelujah. I'm going to do a quick roll call. Oh, we got 10 minutes left. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman, Rose Brown, Samoa, Melody Rose, Angela, Laura, Alexis, Lachelle, Andrea Spinner, Andrea in Philadelphia, Keisha, Rita, Sion, Diane, Jared, Angela Foote, and Mama Annalie Foote. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. And good morning to you, Sister Kim Hopps, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Pluka, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and Apostle Boatwright. She was here earlier, but she left. Good morning again, Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hopps, Brother Mike in Orlando, and Brother Calvin, Pastor. I'm looking at the wrong sheet. Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Frank, and Brother Marquez Griffin. Good morning to you. God bless you. And I was trying to do it as quick as possible and messing up. But we thank God this morning for each and every caller, each and every listener. Listen, the phone number, if you need to call me, is 904-644-7912. 904-644-7912. And the address is P.O. Box 8032, Fleming Island, Florida, 32006. So feel free to call me or feel free to write me. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. Oh, and my Nikki. I'm forgetting my Nikki. Morning, my Nikki. And good morning to you, Evangelist Robin Lee and Mavis. I see you over there. I saw Sister Mari earlier. And I don't know where she went to. And Rose Brown, I know you heard me say good morning. I think you're busy doing a little talking. Rita was calling you too. But we thank God this morning for all that has been said and done. And we're praying that this weekend is more than blessed and that God is moving for us and that we'll remember no negativity. And we don't want to speak nothing negative. We're speaking all positive, all positive. Hallelujah. So that we can be blessed. Amen. So I'm going to pray us out, and we pray the Lord bring us back Monday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Good morning, Sister Simone. How are you?
Good morning, Miss Barbara. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
How you doing? How you doing today?
Oh, I am blessed.
I'm so glad. I just wanted to tell you that I love you. I really do. And I'm your sister. You hear me? We sisters. We meet until late in life, but we sisters. And I know this is Testify Friday, and I just wanted to say that, you know, I just praise God because I didn't see things like I see them before. You know, it took me to be in a place where I didn't know whether the mind I had was my own mind or somebody trying to give me theirs. I didn't know whether things were real. You know, they were in front of my face, but it was like I couldn't touch them because they were just something so different for me, to me, you know. And it made me just realize, like, you know, we are all in the same place. That's why we need each other. And I'm so appreciative of the strength that you have and the strength that you're getting from others. I love y'all for just helping, because you never know that little I love you, that little I appreciate you is a whole lot of help. I used to be where I didn't talk a lot. I don't know. I was shy so many years of my life. And now it's like that shyness. I see how that shyness has just kept me away from so many. I could have done so much more than what I've done now, but guess what? It's not too late because God yet still wakes me up every day. And sometimes, I got to be honest with you, sometimes I wonder why. But he knows the plans that he has for me because his word says so. In that, I just want to say, you know what? We've had some good days. We all have.
All right.
We've had some hills to climb. Yes, we have. We've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when we look around, we see the love of God, the thoughts of God, how he loves us no matter what nobody else thinks, because he's God, our creator, and everything comes through him. I may be off key a bit, but I'm not worried about it, because my heart is full of faith. I love you all. Have a great weekend.
Yes, you too. God bless you for the song. Yeah, that was a nice song. God bless you. God bless you. Okay. Can we pray? Can we pray? All right, did I miss anybody? I won't miss nobody. Okay. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. Thank you for all the call-ins this weekend right here, God, saying something on your behalf. Thank you for Sister Simone and the song. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And today, Father, as we depart, bless our going out and bless our coming in. Father, meet the need in our lives today according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We ask this morning, Father, that you would help us to think positive. No negative speaking, no negative thoughts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. We ask it in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Asking it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. Listen, God loves a cheerful giver. I speak the blessings, 9/24/2020, starting right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Through the weekend in Jesus' name. Brother Louis, I was trying to play this song. Mama won't cry, but we going off. I don't have time, but maybe on Monday morning I can play it, Brother Louis. All right, we going to our last song of the morning, and when we come back, we ain't coming back. I won't be coming back. This will end it for the weekend, and we thank God. We thank God. Wow, I'm looking at too many things.
Thank you.